Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about... Actually, I am. Literally. That is what we're talking about.
Actually,
I am talking about this. Actually, I am.
Oh, God.
This was my choice, thanks to the random wheel that I usually use. There were 13 episodes. It came out in July 2015, ran all the way through September 2015. Producers for it were TV Tokyo, MediaNet, ATX, just to name a couple. The studios for it were TMS Entertainment and 3X Cube, so it was producing alongside each other. And then you have a source of a manga, with genres being comedy, supernatural, romance, vampire, fantasy, school, shonen, and harem. Definitely harem.
Definitely harem. I thought maybe... I was going to say you might be able to put incest in there too, but not really.
But like, how would you even time get travel? That? How would you even get to that?
Because his granddaughter comes back and it's kind of sort of part of his harem.
What?
His granddaughter time travels.
I am totally lost. I must have missed that.
Probably. Let me, I have a character list pulled up. Give me 1 second. We got to find it again.
Because...
Yeah, no, she, so it was much, much later, maybe episode, I want to say 8 or 9. Give me 1 second. Go up.
Because I don't remember that any happening ever, like at all. In fact, I'm looking at the list of characters and I remember every single one of those characters. So.
All right. Give me 1 second. All right. So Shigurami, give me 1 second. It's. I just had it up because I figured you had missed it too, because it was not a big part of it. Oh, alien, that's not her.
Please.
That's the great granddaughter.
Right.
Okay. So Rin Kiryuan. Give me this one. Copy. And then I will send this to you on Discord. So Rin. Kiryuin.
Okay. Did you send it to me on Discord?
Yes, it should have sent already.
Okay.
Hasn't come up yet, has it?
No, it hasn't. You can just tell me the episode not. And I'd be happy to watch it, like, right now.
Give me 1 second. Let me throw this up. And
like, legitimately. Oh, there we go.
It's delivered.
Yeah, it finally came up.
Ah, gotcha.
Yes. Her grandparents are none of the characters that we know.
That's
like I'm a little confused. I mean, like, this doesn't make any sense.
I think that in the description of using the first names, not the last names, like everyone says.
Like the daughter of Asahi's daughter and Mikan's son. I mean, like, those aren't even characters in here.
No, Asai is the main character.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I got you. I see. Mikan and Asahi. Mikan as in the wannabe ruiner of everything that is right and just in this world.
Perhaps.
So, still waiting on that episode, man, because I don't remember that, like, them even introducing anyone like that. Like, I literally am looking at all the characters listed for there and I'm not seeing anything for it.
Give me 1 second. Let me see if I can do Control F on this one.
We're sitting here waiting for you to show me something. Come on, man. Let's go. I mean, like, do you want us just wait and you can finish rewatching the whole series and then give me a timestamp of it? Like,
If only. All right. So I'll have to rewatch it to see it. I could have sworn it was in later episodes. But the Vampire Hunter, do you remember them?
No.
No. All right. Let me copy this and you can see it here.
Okay, man. How about this? Explain to me episode one. Like, what happens at the end of episode one?
Well, so episode one, he walks in. Well, it's the same thing that happened in the beginning of episode one.
Walks in.
The main character walks in to try to confess the love and sees bat wings.
Okay, so we're on the same anime. Okay, so we're on the same one. There at any point during this anime, I did not see a vampire hunter, nor did I see a time traveling person.
So my question for you is, secretly, or so actually I am, is also known as my secret monster, or my monster secret, right?
Right.
Yeah. So part of the plot was their granddaughter comes back and tries to prevent something happening. So do you know the...
I'm not asking if you've read it. I'm asking if you've seen it, or if you just read some cliff notes on it and you're trying to pull it out your ass to hope for the best, referencing everything that we haven't seen. I mean, like, literally, if you haven't truly seen it, I mean, like, if you just like, oh yeah, no, I've totally seen this before, ignored it, went about your day, read some quick cliff notes, and you're like, hey bro, remember the scene? What? No. Well, what about this? What are you talking about? What? It's like, I mean, like, if that's what you're doing, just be honest. You didn't rewatch it. If you've seen it before, just be honest, man. That's all I'm asking. Like,
I did watch it before. I watched episode 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9.
Okay.
And then I watched the last episode.
So what you're saying is you skipped everything else in the middle and then you read some cliff notes and you're like, hey, bro, remember when this happened? What the hell are you talking about, man?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Okay.
No, but like, I could have sworn the first time I watched it, I was reading this over again. And yeah, I do remember the chick. It was a yellow haired chick.
So, we're just going to go with, you didn't watch it.
Oh, harsh.
And we're just going to hope for the best that you remember it correctly and not pull out cliff notes from the manga. Cause
I am
so confused as to what you're talking about. Like, literally, all this was just a foundation for what I'm assuming is in the manga or for later seasons, should they try and do that.
But they only ever did one season, from what I understand.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, should they try to do that? That's why I said, should they try to do another season?
All right, fine.
I mean, I'm just... saying.
Let's go over some of the stuff I do remember then, because I remember they had at least 5 different people with some whacked out crap. There was an alien, a werewolf that for some reason changed personalities into a pervert.
No. So her normal personality is a pervert, and then she's not a pervert when she transforms into her werewolf form, which is also a guy. That personality isn't aware of everything, but her personality, the main personality, is aware of everything, even when she's transformed. And yes, even a photo of the moon works.
I do remember that. That was kind of funny.
So
damn.
So you have the alien.
The protagonist did suck.
The protagonist sucked.
The protagonist was not fun at all.
The protagonist was whiny. The protagonist was my least favorite character. He actually made me not like this anime. I'm not saying that it was a bad anime.
Why was that? Because
I'm not saying it was a bad anime. It was good. Okay, but I'm saying, like I was saying in the pre-show, he's whiny, like with ReZero. All right, I did not really care for the protagonist too much in ReZero. He is like that, only whinier. And he, like the protagonist in ReZero, has no redeeming qualities. So I'm just saying, they're both whiny, they're both complaining, they're both pick your flavor as to what it is. ReZero is a good show. It's enjoyable. I enjoyed it. But even my wife said, are you watching ReZero again, with the amount of whining that was going on from the protagonist?
Yeah. Well, the only thing I could say with him is his only, I guess, redeeming factor, redeeming quality, was the fact that he was very honest. He didn't lie because he couldn't.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a quality or not, but to be honest, because you can't lie.
I think that's a redeeming quality, but also at the same time.
But here's the thing. The whole thing circles around him being not able to handle people's secrets. And then he gets basically thrown a crap ton of secrets that could ruin everyone's life and expose aliens and expose vampires and just a whole bunch of crap. And then it circles around, if my memory serves, back to the chick that he likes isn't even honest with herself.
Yeah.
The vampire chick that she likes him, but she's not honest with herself about liking him. And then everyone agrees that they like each other and then it's all happy.
Yeah, to a degree, but then also at the same time you find out Nagisa or Aizawa rather, you find out that she starts developing feelings and she falls in love with our protagonist. Why? I don't know. Why?
Because it's a harem.
Yeah. Why Yoko falls in love with our main protagonist. Again, I don't know, but whatever. That's fine. Shihio, hey, whatever she wants to do. You know, I mean, like she's a perfect. She does whatever the hell she wants anyways. And she's one of my favorite characters simply because of how blatant and ridiculous she is. But then you have Mikan, who's been in love with our protagonist for the longest time as well. And
but with Mikan, the biggest problem with her is she's got a very, I would say, sadistic side, but like she's always torturing everybody.
Yeah.
Like that's the biggest problem. She's not a tsundere. She's not a normal archetype, in my opinion, but like there's nothing that she says that she likes this guy until she comes out of, in my opinion, nowhere saying she likes this guy.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Well, I mean, she's happy with how their life is and she doesn't want to ruin it. And so that's why that it is the way it is. She doesn't want to have things change or get weird in between her and Asahi because she is happy just being as they are. She's afraid to ruin what's already good for her. I mean, honestly, like how they painted her and how they portrayed her, it really made me dislike her as a whole, you know?
Well, yeah, she tied up three. Now, what I don't understand is she tied up three large men. Well, boys, but well, I guess one really wasn't that large. But still, most of them, the two of the three kids were bigger than her. She tied them up with a garden hose and was able to make it look like they were pissing fountains.
Yeah. And then take pictures and say she's going to post it. I mean, like what's enjoyable is or what I liked that about her writing these fabricated stories or works of fiction is you see a little asterisk like at the very bottom, this is a work of fiction. It's like, it's plain, it's there. It's a work of fiction, but it isn't going to stop people from, talking about it. You know,
it's so silly. I mean, it was a reflection of what I would have suspect modern media could be.
Yeah.
So, oops, that was a mistake. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
But all this stuff is so outlandish. And the fact that she has pictures to back it up. What I found super funny is she wasn't doing the worst stuff. She had a crew working underneath her. And all she did is like sign off on most of the stuff.
I mean, when you're as evil and sadistic as you are, I mean, like most people probably don't even think about it, you know, but then again, they only showed a couple of other people that really work with her, but that's about it. But the biggest thing is that they wanted to show her in a way that made you dislike her, but then later on try to show some redeeming qualities. And that's one thing that I actually really liked is that they didn't just leave it as she's pretty scummy, so we're just going to leave it at that. They actually came around, showed some redeeming qualities, kind of gave a reason as to why she was acting that way. And then just kind of left it at that for the moment.
My biggest problem with the whole thing was they didn't have to go so hard with her not being likable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I think they swung too far one way and her redeeming qualities didn't make up for all the crap she did beforehand. Do you disagree?
No, I don't. I don't disagree. I mean,
I'm going to be totally honest here. What was one of the most surprising characters for you?
One of my more enjoyable episodes, or some of my more enjoyable episodes, really honestly didn't focus on the protagonist. In fact, most of the time he wasn't a primary focus of the episodes that I found the funniest and the best. For example, one of my favorite episodes that I actually laughed a lot at is when Akane, the principal, who's also a devil,
thousand year old devil,
or however long, when she is craving the chocolate cake that Aizawa created, or chocolate that Aizawa created, because apparently the devil or Akane loves sweets, loves candies. That whole episode where Nagisa was creating the chocolates and Akane wants it, drops on the floor, loses focus because it's on the floor. And she's like, no, that's good enough. Really? I want this. Can't just give it to me. That whole skit, the whole premise, everything just like was magnificent. And then you have her great, great granddaughter, Akira, just at any given point in time, just coming out, snatching the great grandma Akane and just completely owning her hilariously too. Yeah,
the strength is crazy.
It's like she's completely beat
the crap out of her.
It's like she may be a devil, but you know what? Your great granddaughter is a force to be reckoned with. And one of my favorite scenes is they're running away. Akane is running away, and Akari comes out. Her hand just like comes out, grabs her on the head, and pulls her into the room and lightly lays the glasses on the floor and closes the door. It's just a great series.
You know what's going to happen. The episode, you're like, you know what's happening.
Oh, exactly. And
there's nothing you can do to fix it.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Out of everybody. I was going to say, out of everybody, who is your favorite character? But I think we just figured that one out.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, she's one of my favorite characters. I also had stated that Shihiho is one of my other favorite characters simply because she is the way she is, and there's nothing wrong with that. What's funny and why I like her is in one of the scenes, she's face first against Mikan's behind with her skirt over her head, and she stands up and says, oh, I'm trying to find something I lost too. And she's like, what did you lose? What did you lose? And a gust of wind blows. It's like, I lost my panties. It's like, you should never lose your panties. How did you even lose? Like, in what world did those get lost? So
this one, apparently.
Apparently. So out of the few episodes that you did see, sir, is there anything that really sticks out to you?
Yeah. The fact that the class rep had a large screw on the back of her head that no one addressed.
Well, I mean, you could assume that everyone had been there for a while and she just, you know, didn't really need to address it after the first one, especially given how militaristic. Yeah, that she is.
I mean, I guess, but so it was a big game for me of playing pick the protagonist. And what shocked me beyond all everything was the fact that our main protagonist didn't stand out. Everyone he interacted with did by a lot. I figured one of his three friends, the shorter one, was going to be some kind of something out of the gate because the hair color was just crazy different. You've got our main character you got the vampire with the green hair. Mm-hmm. You've got the militaristic chick with the blue hair. You got the grandma or the demon with pink hair. And it was a little bit impressive, I would say, that I couldn't figure out who the main character was until you find out that he's just not able to keep a secret.
Well, you know, I mean, like episode one,
it's a little boring.
Yeah. Yeah. But episode one, they spelled out who the real protagonist was right at like the first 30 seconds. You kind of figured it out from them telling you. And I figured it would be really centered on the flaws that they were spelling out right away. So it immediately laid the foundation. It's like, okay, well, we're going to have an entire anime on him not being able to keep a secret, or him having a hard time keeping a secret because they call him a leaky basket and everything like that. And I wasn't off the mark. Like literally that's what this whole series was about.
Yeah.
in a manner of speaking. I mean, like, there are some other fundamentals that really go along with it, and it just really honestly didn't speak volumes to me, I would say. This is one of the ones that are more, I don't know, I would say short-winded. I'm glad there isn't a second season, because I don't think I could do a second season.
I would say they were geared towards the oblivious MC main character. And yeah, it's a one-off at best. I got really nothing other than, I would say, maybe the obligatory bikini episode.
Yeah.
Really nothing stood out.
And they really played to the flaws of every single character in every episode. It's not just like a one-off. They played to a flaw once. They played to the flaws multiple times and several times throughout. And you know, don't get me wrong, I found it entertaining. It was comedic in some points, in some facets. It definitely was a romance, that's for sure.
God, no. I did like, however, they made slight variations to the lore. For instance, vampires don't turn to dust and they don't have to drink blood. Drinking blood turned into a sexual thing, kind of, sort of.
It's equivalent to a very passionate kiss is how they spun it. And then, you know, instead of turning into dust, they just get really tanned.
Yeah. And then the aliens, instead of being all powerful beings, they were super tiny with mech suits, essentially. And werewolves, instead of being just these bloodthirsty things, they end up being perverts that can change sex.
Well, the transformed person is not a pervert. Again, let's clarify that. The main personality, yeah, the normal person yeah, is the pervert. Like, the normal individual with the normal personality or main personality is the pervert. But I don't think that has anything to do with the werewolf portion. I think it just has to do with the personality of the individual. I would say I would have to say what's great for the werewolf transformation is that it's not really a werewolf transformation. You just turn from one person to the other. The only real distinct difference is in the werewolf transformation, you have these giant chompers.
Yeah. Dear Lord. Yeah. Hard to miss, but I don't know. It was, as far as anime style goes, expected. You could tell this was not marketed to people who wanted an intellectual anything.
Right.
This is just eye candy to get through.
Yeah, or just something mundane to really kind of put on in the background. Not something you'd really focus on, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, obviously. given my gusto for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The only thing I could say that I haven't, I guess, said before was the amount of side characters that were better than the main character. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it.
Yeah. It's not something that you really see too often, where you see the main character being outshined by everyone else.
Yeah. Even the only human around was a better character than the main character. More intriguing. The girl next door turned into a psycho killer. Well, not killer, but psycho in general.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. All right. Well, there's not really much that we could say on this. It's a pretty straightforward show. In all honesty, there's really not much that we could talk about in that regard.
I do have a question. The girl next door, the newspaper chick, was there anything special about her glasses?
Yes, there was. But since you didn't watch the series, I figured I didn't want to bring it up, because why bring up what you didn't watch?
Why you want to hurt me?
So, yes, there was something special about her glasses. And in case you didn't know from your cliff notes, they are inhabited by a goddess of fortune, or as what Mikan likes to say, the goddess of misfortune.
Yeah, because it always backfires.
No, it's not that it always backfires. It's that it just is not working out to what she wants. So, again, some of my favorite episodes or dealings are dealing with everyone else other than the protagonist, the main protagonist, which is supposed to be Asahi, but it's he's really not someone that you care about.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, no.
That's just me. And my personal viewpoint.
Well, you're not alone.
So
you're not alone. Like there have been many other anime that we've seen in similar fashion, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
That the main characters in this particular case, if the main character were away, most of the plots wouldn't have occurred. Yes. But you could have put a more assertive guy in there, and instead of screaming all the time, and instead of, well, not really screaming all the time so much as like screaming at people, but screaming out of embarrassment.
Yeah. Like,
that could have been replaced with something a little bit more assertive, something a little bit more, I'm not going to say realistic, because we're not really looking for realism here.
Yeah.
You could put it, who would be a good one? You don't want a brute, because a brute would just pave through everything and it really wouldn't matter. Because I was thinking Yu Yu Hakusho, if you were to transplant Yusuke into here, that really wouldn't make any sense. Because he'd just power through everything.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think that's why they wrote it the way they wrote it. It's because you can't really picture anyone else really being in that role, so to speak.
I don't know. I'd prefer if they put someone like Ash Ketchum, a little bit more self-reliant, somebody more worthy of an actual MC role. You know what I mean?
No.
No?
No.
Really? I don't know. Maybe I just like Pokemon a little bit more than you do.
I would assume so. Yes. I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, like, if we chose Pokemon, maybe you would have actually watched it. Just so
hurtful. 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 It's kind of a theme song, you know. Do you really want to hurt me?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yeah, because you do. Really, really hurt me.
I saw you. No.
All right. Okay.
Oh, man.
So, on a scale of up to 10, sir, how would you rate this?
I feel like the story could have been better. The animation quality was decent, but not great. I did like the side characters a lot. That's probably what's going to save this rating. Main character that sucked. So I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay.
Yeah, 3. The only good part about this whole story wasn't the scenarios that they were put in. It was the side characters.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I'm actually going a little bit higher than you. I'm going to go with a 4. I'm going with a 4 because, like I said, there were a couple of episodes where it did tickle my funny bone. I did laugh. I did enjoy a few of the episodes. And primarily when it wasn't dealing with the main protagonist, I enjoyed it. And then I really didn't enjoy it. But it is something that if you really want to just kind of, I don't know, have a palate cleanser from all the great anime you're watching, and you need something to just really kind of reel you back, anime. Just watch this. It'll help cleanse that palate for you. So that way you're not too let down on the next bad one that you watch. But regardless, it's not that bad. It is bad, but it's not that bad. So
I was going to say, it sounds like you're saying, do you really hate all the good anime you're watching? Let's fix that.
Well, I mean, look, if you want a insight as to whether or not you're going to watch this more than once, just ask Rick. He'll tell you. No, you're not.
Yeah. No, you're not. I will say with my memory of it, when it was coming out, I would binge maybe one or two episodes at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first episode was promising for me. I did enjoy it. The second episode, it kind of started to get tiring. Third episode, I was like, all right, you know, maybe the next episode will be better. So I was watching it not necessarily out of interest, but out of
habit, hope
that it would change. And you're right. A few of the shows didn't have the main protagonist being a bumbling idiot, and it was mainly focused on the side character. So yeah, that was palate cleansers as far as the anime goes. So yeah, but as a completed series, I don't know if I would finish it
again.
Hell, I didn't.
All right. So
Yeah. Next
week is your choice, sir.
Yes. Next week is my choice, and I actually will watch this one.
I hope.
Now, if you were listening to the pre-show, we would have already told you what we were watching. But since you didn't, this next one's actually going to be a movie.
Yes, it is.
And
it is called Jinro, the Wolf Brigade.
Jinro.
Yep. Jinro, the Wolf Brigade. And it came out in August 1999. And the genres for it are action, drama, military, psychological, and romance.
So this one was actually chosen fairly random.
It was.
And it's an hour and 41 minutes long. So I hope you like this a lot more than I liked our previous
show. So if you want to hear some of that pre-content that we were just talking about, or if you want to hear if we have anything else to say after this, you can join us on our Patreon. $1 a month will get you access to all that bonus content, as well as there are some other tiers that you can join for some other tasty tidbits that you can join in on. But other than that, you can reach out to us at featuredanimepodcast@gmail.com, Featured Anime Podcast on Facebook, at Those Anime Guys on Twitter, or if you want to join us in our Discord, we're always hanging out in there, always talking to whoever is wanting to chat with us a little bit. And the link for that is going to be in the show notes. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, feel free to leave a comment. No matter where you are, please subscribe. Don't forget to leave a review, a like. Let us know how we're doing. It will help us out. It will help us grow. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick, and I promise to watch the next one. Later.